Jackson County Judge W. Brent Powell gave a yes and no answer on whether a law allowing kids to transfer out of the unaccredited Kansas City School District was an unfunded mandate. He said the transfers into schools in Independence, Lee Summit, and North Kansas City would be an unfunded mandate, but not the transfers into the Blue Springs and Raytown districts, which he said couldn't prove they'd lose money on the deal.
There really won't be any student transfers until all of the issues are resolved.
Attorney Dwayne Martin, who represented the Lee Summit district, he says the earliest things could be resolved is next spring. Phil Klein's anti-abortion crusade in Kansas finally fizzled Friday when Johnson County District Attorney Steve Howe and State Attorney General Derek Schmidt dismissed the 32 remaining misdemeanor criminal charges against Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Missouri. Howe explained,
after consulting with a number of experts in the field of fetal medicine, what we've determined is we cannot reach that burden of proof.
The district attorney said they had carefully studied the charges and concluded that Planned Parenthood had not deviated from accepted medical practices. Kansas City City Council committees postponed votes on three hot-button ballot issues because of constitutionality controversies. The hearing on putting a Peace Planters anti-nukes initiative on the ballot went on and on, frustrating temporary chair Jim Glover.
Regardless of the economic development consequences, it's a legal issue. Regardless of the political consequences, it's a legal issue. Regardless of national defense policy issues, it's a legal issue.
But that said, he didn't cut off those who wanted to soapbox against nuclear weapons or for the national defense. The committee votes on putting the measure on the ballot next week. Jim Bowers of Lamar Outdoor Advertising was also pretty frustrated by the hearing on a council-proposed 2% billboard tax.
The testimony wasn't in support of the ordinance based upon the fact that it's a tax. The support is to oppose billboards, to eliminate billboards, to remove billboards from the face of the earth.
The committee votes on that next week. The third ballot measure put on hold for investigation of constitutionality was one prohibiting non-residents, like rail activist Clay Chastain, from collecting initiative petition signatures for Kansas City ballot measures. No lawsuit was threatened in this one, but a council committee also postponed a vote on a plan to privatize the operation of the airport parking lot buses. Driver Donald Perkins was one who testified against it.
You're not going to be able to keep drivers coming out there for that little pay and without benefits.
The privatization plan would save the airport $7 million over 5 years and reduce drivers' wages from $17 an hour to $11. Wrapping up the week, federal and state authorities said they were still unable to pinpoint the cause of a fire that destroyed a Joplin mosque earlier in the month. Meanwhile, the FBI and ATF asked the public for leads and stepped up the search for a suspect in an earlier fire at the mosque July 4th. This is KCUR.